talking about something a little bit different, and that's resistance to abiotic stress, and specifically drought. So my story is really about how to manage microbial communities for ecosystem services, and specifically how to manage a group of bacteria to promote drought tolerance in winter wheat for the purposes of reducing crop yield reductions. So the group of bacteria I'm working with are called ACC deaminase positive bacteria, and what they do is they degrade a chemical called aminocyclopropane carboxylic acid, which is the immediate precursor to ethylene. So in plants, normally plants synthesize a small concentration of ethylene in their tissues to help regulate growth. Under abiotic stress, this pathway gets upregulated, and you end up with high concentrations of ACC, which is then oxidized to high concentrations of ethylene. And we call this stress ethylene. And when ethylene accumulates to high concentrations in plant tissues, it signals to the plant that it's time to senesce. And you end up with premature senescence and crop yield losses in response to abiotic stress. However, there are a group of bacteria that colonize the roots in the rhizosphere of wheat and other plants that have an enzyme called ACC deaminase. And this enzyme catabolizes ACC into alpha-ketobutyrate, and then which then gets metabolized as a carbon and nitrogen source. So the action of these bacteria, in essence, reduces or removes ACC. The bacteria become a sink for ACC, which then inhibits the production of ethylene, and you end up with not having this high concentration of ethylene in the plants, and the plants basically are tricked into thinking that they're not under abiotic stress, and they continue to elongate roots and photosynthesize and grow up to a point. So these bacteria are actually not well studied in the United States. I've been working for several years now on this group, and what we're actually finding is that these bacteria are quite abundant in soil. We're talking about 10 to the 5th to 10 to the 6th CFUs per gram of soil. It really varies based on biogeography, and it varies based on the cultivar of the plant that we're working with. So for example, we tend to find higher amounts of these bacteria in drier, warmer soils, so soils that are more drought-prone. There's an enrichment for these bacteria. We also find that these bacteria occur in different abundances and different species composition under different cultivars of winter wheat. And through greenhouse studies, what we found is that not all cultivars respond to inoculation by these bacteria. In other words, not all cultivars show an improvement in drought tolerance when inoculated. And we've consistently found one particular cultivar that is highly responsive, and we get greater yield production under drought when it's inoculated. And that one, that cultivar is called Ron L. So just examples and preliminary studies. This is from a field study looking at relative abundance of the ACDS gene, which encodes for ACC deaminase enzyme relative to 16S. Just to give you an idea of the variability in the relative amounts of these bacteria across cultivars. And again, what we find consistently is that Ron L tends to accumulate a high proportion of these bacteria relative to other wheat cultivars. We've also done greenhouse studies that have looked at drought response. In this case, this experiment was looking at leaf water content in wheat grown under drought relative to leaf water content grown under irrigated treatments. And in this experiment, we tested seven different cultivars with and without inoculation. And the dark blue bars are wheat that were inoculated and then exposed to drought stress. And overall, there is what we see is a significant inoculation effect that under drought, wheat leaf tissue is wetter when inoculated with these bacteria. But you can also see that there's a large variability among the cultivars. And what I want to point out is that if you look at Ron L., Ron L. shows a positive response to the inoculation, much wetter leaf tissue. Same thing with the cultivar Oklahoma. And then if you look at Bird, and there are other cultivars that don't respond. So Bird, you don't see a strong positive response. And it's really interesting. It's interesting because Bird is actually a drought-tolerant cultivar that was developed at Colorado State University. And this, working on this issue for years now, has really made me realize that plants adapt differently to drought, even at the cultivar level. While Bird is drought tolerant, its drought tolerance mechanism seems to be related to its rooting system. It has a very large, extensive rooting system. Whereas the drought tolerance of Ron L. might be more related to its ability to form an association with these ACC deaminase positive bacteria. So the hypothesis that we've been working on and testing is how we can manage these bacteria in soil to promote drought tolerance. And the hypothesis is that in order for this below ground interaction to function, we need very specific host cultivars that produce specific carbon substrates, root exudate compounds, that recruit these bacteria, sustain their populations, so that when drought happens in the growing season, the bacteria are established, they're living on the roots, and as soon as ACC production ramps up, the bacteria can start degrading that ACC and prevent this buildup of high concentrations of ethylene. And indeed, what we're seeing is in greenhouse studies, we are extracting root exudates from different cultivars. We know that different cultivars do produce different root exudate compounds. This is a pattern from the root exudates of Ron L., and they're quite distinct from the root exudates of Bird, for example, and other cultivars. So the question I have is, we have this variety called Bird. It was just released a few years ago. That's drought tolerant. Got this great root system. Can we make Bird even more drought tolerant by allowing it to add to this trait of this below ground interaction with these ACC deaminase positive bacteria? So, in other words, if Bird was grown in the presence of Ron L roots and Ron L root exudates, would it benefit from the interaction of these ACC deaminase positive bacteria? So we did a greenhouse study where we used three cultivars, Bird, Ron L, and including this Oklahoma. And we grew two plants per container. I'll describe that here in a second. And the idea was to grow the plants either as a monoculture, so Bird grown with Bird, or a biculture, so Bird grown with either Ron L or Oklahoma. We inoculated with and without the ACC bacteria. The culture that we've been using was developed from a drought-prone soil in southeastern Colorado. It's a co-culture of several Pseudomonas strains. We've been working with it now for a few years. If you have specific questions, I can talk with you after this presentation. And we grew so we inoculated seeds, planted seeds, and grew the plants with or without water stress. And the drought was induced at flowering stage, so anthesis, up through mid-grain filling. At that point, we started watering the drought treatments because we were concerned we weren't going to get any yield at all. And we looked at yield traits at physiological maturity. So the system that we've been using is a column system. The columns are 1 meter deep and about 15 centimeters wide. They're filled with a material called Greens Grade, which is a clay-based material. It's a nice material to work with because it mimics a soil environment better than perlite or vermiculite, but it can be easily rinsed away from roots. So you can extract the roots out from these columns, rinse them free, and do some really neat root studies in terms of root length and root architecture. And we also have the micro irrigation system set up so that we're controlling the irrigation that these pods receive. And in this experiment, we have two plants. Here's the Ron L plant growing alongside the bird plant. Okay. So this is about a 3-month-long study. So again, physiological maturity. And I want to walk you through this series of panels. This shows the above-ground biomass and seed weight at physiological maturity. The top panel shows these values averaged across both plants grown together. And what we found was that with inoculation, what we saw was and these values are from the dry treatment, so the drought treatment. What we found was that with inoculation, we saw an increase in the growth of the Ron L grown with Ron L, and an increase of both plants in the treatment, which was bird grown with Ron L. So for both above ground biomass and for seed weight. Down here in the panel, same thing, above ground biomass and seed weight in the dry treatment, but this time it's the individual bird plant. So we were able to separate the individual plants, and sure enough, what we found that when bird was grown in the presence of Ron L, we had a significant increase in the above ground biomass of bird and the seed weight of bird when it was grown under drought stress and inoculated with these bacteria. So what this shows is that, and again, keep in mind these seeds were inoculated 6 weeks or so prior to induction of drought. And so the presence of the Ron L roots, we think, kept these microbial populations alive so that when the drought was occurred, the roots of Ron L were intermingled with the roots of bird, and bird was able to benefit from the presence of these ACC deaminase bacteria and have its ethylene levels modulated so that it can continue growing under drought stress. So really the ongoing research that we have is we are moving this out to the field. We've planted a field experiment with a co-planting of bird and Ron L. We're fortunate that bird is a red wheat and Ron L is a white wheat. So when we co-plant, we can separate out the two plant species and look at yield in the field. The idea and what we're working on now is we've extracted root exudates from the various cultivars and concentrating on Ron L. And we're looking for the particular root exudate compound that is responsible for recruiting and attracting these bacteria. Ron L has been mapped. We have a mapping population of Ron L. Once we know the root exudate compound, we can do a QTL analysis and look for the genetic markers associated with this particular root exudate compound. And then the idea would be to then incorporate this below ground microbial trait into our wheat breeding programs so that we can develop new cultivars of drought tolerant wheat that has combined multiple drought tolerance traits. For example, the trait of bird with an extensive deep rooting system with the trait of Ron L of having this ability to establish an association with these particular bacteria. And then perhaps we'll have an even better drought tolerant cultivar. So with that, I'd just like to acknowledge my co-authors and answer any questions if you have any.